Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Adam Schefter adding a little bit more insight into the TJ Watt thing, story that's developing. If you did not see, he's at a local hospital in Pittsburgh dealing with a lung injury. That's what they're looking at him for. He just, Schefter just added more insight saying, according to sources, TJ Watt's lung injury occurred during treatment at the team facility yesterday. And then he's been hospitalized since then.
I'll just say it because I said it off air as soon as we got the news. It could be, you know, irresponsible, but I think it's something that you need to
reckless
think about.
Speculation, Sounder. Reckless speculation.
Reckless speculation upcoming. What if it was a needle?
Oh, the old Tyrod Taylor?
Yep. Then you got a whole other ball of wax you got to deal with.
Yeah, but why would he be getting a needle during treatment?
But it might be like a rib thing and it goes too far. Isn't that exactly what happened with Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
We don't know.
That's reckless. That's me. Put it on me.
Yeah. But yeah, TJ Watt dealing with a little bit of something, a lung injury that has him in the hospital. That is quite wild to see and more details continue to come out about. So I'll give those to you as we hear them. One of the things that we are hearing, though, Trent Brown, back at practice today. Mm-hmm. There was a number of DNPs yesterday at practice that we have not made mention of, so I apologize for that. But Trent Brown has returned to practice, it seems like, is what we are getting from practice. Azeez, Woody Marks, Sheldon Rankins, Domenico Autry also join him at returning to practice. Still no Kamari Lassiter or Nick Chubb.
You said Woody Marks back?
Woody Marks is back. And that one was of interest to me personally, I think, because of the foot injury and the running back depth situation as we've talked about it. But and Azeez, I always felt like a vet day for me with Azeez, Sheldon Rankins as well, Danico Autry. But no Kamari Lassiter and Nick Chubb still. Nick Chubb is the one that I think is of intrigue because I think Kamari Lassiter has demonstrated his dog nature that he going to play and he'll be all right. But Nick Chubb is, again, you talk about depth at the running back position, and that continues to pop up.
Yeah, you know, the later you get in the season, the less, I guess, import you put on the DNPs because there are so many players that have little nicks and injuries and they're veterans, and they're just, like, going to take that day off. I do agree with you, though. I think Nick Chubb is one you got to watch.
All right, yeah. So we'll keep watching that as well. And coordinators talk today, right? So
yes.
We'll see what they give us later on in the day. There's no way this is a trap game, though, coming up, right?
When you teased it, I said, but I no.
Okay, so you were selling the tease. Very good. I was like, what's happening over here?
I was selling the tease. There is absolutely no way. In fact,
our opinion, not theirs, obviously.
Yeah, yes. No, I mean, I don't think there's any way the Texans lose this game. Mark my words, throw it back in my face, whatever you want. Right now, today, sitting here, no way. No way, no how.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Smelling salts?
I wish you ain't say that, man.
Smelling salts?
Everybody, look, man, this is a bad team that has all the markings of mailing it in now. You know, the golf clubs are in the trunk. You know, they are ready for the offseason. They're ready to go.
I did kind of think about something when Indy Kalu said what he said about Jacoby Brissett, because this was around the time I first got to Houston, and I remember that. I remember the shows talking about Jacoby Brissett, because I remember vividly when Seth and Mike Meltzer, who was doing the show, was calling this man Jacoby Brisket. Because we just like, oh yeah, this is a third string quarterback. Yeah. Garoppolo is hurt. He ain't playing. Mm-hmm. Brady is out. So, man, this dude balled
up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do kind of think about that in the back of my mind. But like you said, I think everybody else outside.
So you don't think it's a trap game either?
I don't think so.
Reggie?
I definitely don't think so. You mentioned Jacoby Brissett, though. And shout out to all the people who obviously know in the history of the Texans. He's one of those dudes that keeps popping up in the lore now, doesn't
those
he?
Those Texans killers.
Yeah.
One of those Texans killers.
No, he is.
What's the statistic? Is it 8-1?
Is that what it is?
Is it 8-1 versus the Texans in his games? Like that's one of the weird things. In fact, I think our friend Tyler Drake went and did the research afterwards. 8-1 all time versus the Texans. He's completed 63% of his throws for 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns to 2 interceptions.
Dang, I didn't know it was that much. Nah, but it's not just Jacoby, though. Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't practice yesterday. We'll find out about how he practiced today.
And he hasn't been very good for them all the way around.
He's been a little inconsistent. He's had a couple of games. I know the Sunday night game, he had a real good game a while back. But nevertheless, in fact, that's when I think Brissett won the job once and for all.
Yeah.
So, look, I just don't – the defense has been injured. The offensive line is missing a left tackle and is going to be out. That one I think they've already confirmed.
Yeah, Paris Johnson Jr. is not going to play in this one. Tyler Drake was telling us yesterday.
And
because of that and the other injuries that they have on the offensive line, even the Jacoby Brissett thing, right?
Right.
Brissett has been sacked a number of times this year. And that only stands to get worse in this game because of the particular pass rush that you have and the situation that they have offensively. You mentioned it, like, you know, that team is down bad. I chuckled a little bit to myself because one of the things as I was looking at just stats and just perusing, the Texans offense and the Cardinals offense, statistically, efficiency-wise, Spider-Man meme.
Really?
Yeah, in a lot of different ways that made me uncomfortable. So as much as we're talking about this not being a trap game, I also feel like, and I see you on the text line, 713, the game should be a get-right game for the offense. Like, I think that that is a possibility.
Yes,
here.
I agree with that. Spoiler alert for tomorrow's prediction. I could see this offense getting into the, and yes, I'm not drinking, into the mid to high 30s. I think this offense could, you know, given that they've shown some signs, CJ, as we've talked about today.
Man, what you got in that cup over there, man?
I think I get into the 30s, maybe mid to high 30s. I think this is going to be a very much a get right game for the offense.
In fact, to the 832's point, he said it's not a trap game, it's a stat game. Need the Pro Bowlers to inflate their stats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like that is our stance from the outside. From the inside, they're handling it as they should. I take you to the general manager's weekly meeting with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. This was the scouting report as he gives every week. Mm-hmm. On the offense, this that same offense that we're talking about that will be helmed by Jacoby Brissett, this is the scouting report that Nick Caserio gave.
I mean, offensively, when Kyler got hurt, they've gone with Jacoby, and Jacoby's played as good a football as any quarterback in the league. I think his attempts to interception ratio, I mean, it's like historic. It's one of the best in the history of the league. He doesn't really turn the ball over. Big, strong guy, smart. He can get the ball really at all parts of the field, makes quick decisions. I would say that he's probably played as well as he has this year than he has at any point in his career, and that's a product of two things. Number one, comfort level, let's say with the system, he's kind of learned that, you know, Coach Petzig's system, they've kind of evolved a little bit. Number two, like their skill, tight end and receiver, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a collective group. McBride's one of the best tight ends in the league that probably nobody talks about, but he's going to go over probably 100 receptions and 1,000 yards, which not too many tight ends do. And I'd say Wilson has really picked up the slack with Harrison being out. And then when Marvin is healthy, you know, between Harrison and Michael Wilson, two really good receivers, and they're a throwing team. I mean, they probably average 40 to 45, 50 attempts in each game. Jacoby's done a good job making good decisions. They've kind of had some moving parts there a little bit in the offensive line, same thing at running back. But overall, this is a throwing team, and they win by passing the football. And then as a team, I think they've had four games that lost by combined like 13 points against playoff teams. Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. Green Bay, and there's at Seattle, you know, earlier on in the year. So, I mean, they present a lot of challenges offensively.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sounds like the freaking greatest show on turf to me.
I do love that dynamic.
Got me a little scared. No, listening to that.
I take love everything that back. No, I don't. He did say the one thing, even as he's singing the praises of I guess it's the Arizona Cardinals, but he did say, boy, they throw the ball more than anybody in the league. Good.
And like, it's because they can't. They're awful running the football, and it's not going to get any better. Trey Benson has been ruled out for the remainder of the year. He'll not return off of that injured reserve. What they have, we talked about it. Bam Knight and question marks, and even Bam Knight. I don't know that I don't know. Yeah. I know I'm not afraid of him. Yeah, this is going to be one of those. Talk about padding stats. Mm-hmm. Imagine being able to pin your ears back, knowing that they're going to throw the football.
Right.
Jacoby Brissett. He could do a little bit, but I wouldn't call him particularly mobile.
Mm-hmm.
The pass protection isn't there in a great way. Plus, the way that this Texas team can lock down on the back end, what happens when he just don't have anywhere to throw the football?
And I said it after the game Sunday. I want to see this defense on the field. You're going to throw the ball 40 times? Let's go. I mean, you've got sacks, you got pressures, you got interceptions, you got sack fumbles, all on the table with this defense. You know, this defense is the most consistent thing and has been the most consistent thing that this team has. I do want to mention, though, what Andy Kalu said earlier. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to get the defensive side of it. But you know what? We can always come back to that with Nick Caserio. Mm-hmm. We know that he's going to give a fairly glowing review of the opposing team and what they do well.
Yeah.
Before I do that, though, I did Trey McBride. We should make note of that again. That is, if you're looking at one thing at this team and going, what's the thing that I should be concerned about, if anything? Trey McBleeping Bride. He has been one of, if not the best tight ends in the league over the last few seasons.
Yeah.
Like he's going to be a test, as much as you can call it one, with this defense. This defense has done a pretty damn good job against tight ends, even though we talk about the possibility for tight ends being able to get at them.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't really done it to a great degree this year. So that'll be a fun thing to look at. But if this isn't a trap game, and ND did mention, like, you know, you keep leaning on the defense, and even the defense can have a bad day because that's life and it happens. And he referenced those 85 Bears and one fateful Monday night in Miami.
I remember it very vividly because the Bears were already capturing everybody's fancy back then. In fact, I called it up in the three games before. Obviously, it's one of the greatest defense, if not probably, in my opinion, the greatest defense I've ever seen that there's ever been in the NFL. They beat Detroit 24-3. Next week, they beat the Dallas Cowboys 44-0. The next week, they beat the Atlanta Falcons 36-0. So they gave up.
It just kept getting bigger, man.
So they gave up 3 points, this 85 Bears defense, in three consecutive games to go, I believe at that point, 12-0. All right? Then they go to Miami for a Monday night game, and they give up 38 to Dan Marino. So what what ND was saying is, like, even the greatest defenses, and he referenced this, even the greatest defenses ever are going to have a bad night. And it just got me thinking, could this team just have, I'm not saying it's going to be this week. Could this defense, are they going to buck the trend as great as they are? Are they going to, you know, the greatest defense ever gave up 38 and then went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. This team has already had bad nights.
Yeah, well, but something I think like that.
But I think the real question, because they haven't given up over 20 points in a long time, if they did this year, mm-hmm. Is it going to be a point where they do give up maybe 28 to 30 points?
Are they going to?
Because that would be kind of a bad night, I guess, depending on the situation. That would kind of be a bad night for the defense.
Are they going to have, even the Houston Texans, are they going to have one of those where you're like, where did that come from?
On the remainder of the schedule, I don't feel that that's the case. I will remind you, gave up 27 versus the Seahawks, which felt a lot different than that.
Very short field on one of them, right? Wouldn't they were a fumble on their own 12 or something like that?
I believe so.
But
you had that, and then the 29-point weird game with mm-hmm. Jacksonville that you actually won when you had to come back and win that one. With the Raiders or the Cardinals, the Raiders, the Chargers are an interesting one just because, you know, you have Justin Herbert. If he's throwing the ball well, mm-hmm. that's a tough guy. And then I don't know what you want to make of the Colts with either Riley Leonard, who admittedly did handle what he was asked to do when he came in decently well, or Phillip Rivers coming up as 44 years old, jumping into it. I don't know that I feel confident that any of those games have the real possibility of being that one night in Miami, because you are still talking about the Miami Dolphins of that era, right?
Yeah, it was still Dan Marino.
Right, still Dan Marino in that case. I think that if you're talking about a night like that, it's already happened for this team, at least in the regular season.
Oh, I don't know. I'm hoping you're right.
I mean, looking at the schedule, yes, but like Indy says, it's still the NFL. Crazier things that happen. We seen all type of crazy things just this season with mm-hmm. all the other teams we thought was going to be super good. So it wouldn't surprise me if it did happen.
None of these games that you're referencing, the Seattle game nor the Jacksonville game, did I feel like the defense just was like completely out of character. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. Where it's where did that come from?
Well,
even the Seattle, again, I know there was a short field. Jacksonville was kind of weird, but the Texans won.
Yeah, it was a couple things early on in the season, but that was early on where that they needed that one drive to stop, mm-hmm. and they let Baker Mayfield run
that's
for it.
That's more of what it's been.
That type of stuff.
Yeah, that's more, but not one of these, like, you know, Marino 3 touchdown passes.
It just fell off.
Yeah, it just completely falls off. I don't see it happening in the regular season either. I do wonder if they do face New England in New England. You know, maybe that's one, and it's the worst possible time to have an out of character performance defensively. And maybe they don't.
Yeah, I think this team is. I think this team is hunkered down, especially if you were going to catch them early on in the season. Felt like where it was going to catch you. You mm-hmm. mentioned the decision that they made to let go of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Mm-hmm. I think that was the what is Seth always like referring back to the energy vampires of it. I think that was that decision, and they cleared out the energy vampires, and they were like, all right, we're all good. We have secured the perimeter, and they're all locked in on getting this thing done. I don't think they lose their focus. And I think that's uniquely why this is not a trap game, to bring this all full circle. Mm-hmm. This team, they don't lose focus. They're focused on what's happening right in front of them, at the very least on the defense, right? Yeah. I feel like you could probably try and extrapolate that further. However, what you want me to do? You know what I mean? Like, what you want me to do? The defense is where I could say that for certain. So, yeah, I don't expect a night like that.
I'm sure the Bears did not either.
Fair.
But I'm sure they didn't.
I think it also takes a particular type of team on the other side of that, and I don't know. Yeah. I definitely don't think that the Cardinals are that. Even though I did forget to give some credit to Michael Wilson, a wide receiver, because he has been really good and underrated because that team has lost some like 7 games in a row. But looking at this, I don't think this is a trap game. I don't think that you're going to have that 38-point night on Monday night that the 85 Bears had, at least not anymore. I think you might go back and try and retrofit one of those other ones into that type of day. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get our lunchtime confessions where Grandpa J-Lo, I'm guaranteeing, is coming out. Let's do that next.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you.
Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.